WSOL HD2 Yulee, W272CQ Jacksonville, Sunny 102.3, Jacksonville's greatest hits.
Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with Rick Hale, Joe Dion, and the king of the fish dip, Jeff Altman.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, welcome to the new Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show. That is our new title, Fish Florida, Gone Fishing Show. We will get into a little bit more of that later on during the show. We have an announcement to make. Mr. Hale, let's just say he had a...
Incident
Monday. Well, it's on social, so he's fine. He had a mild stroke Monday evening, and... got him to the hospital. He's good to go. He's back out. He lost no functions. He did have a blockage. Got that squared away. But he is in good shape, coming up to the store, giving Keith grief. You know how it goes.
Tomorrow, right?
Giving me grief. He told me and Dana this morning, he said, I love you guys.
Well, maybe he needs to go back to the hospital then.
Yeah, I want some of what he's taking.
Anyway, we want to appreciate all the best wishes that he got during the week and everything, and he really appreciates it. He's a real important part of this situation here, so we can't lose him. But he's going to have to go around and meow from now on because he must have nine lives. We're going to call him a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Called
he's
Felix.
Been through this quite a few times. I think he might have like a double cat life or something.
Oh, yeah,
he might have like 18.
Well, I think I laid in bed last night and I was thinking about it. And I said, here's the deal. I know what he's doing. He's doing this for attention.
I thought that too.
That's what it is. He's doing it for attention.
Lovely. I'm sure he really doesn't want this kind of attention from the hospital, though.
Anyway, we're glad you're okay, my friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got to quit worrying me. I'm getting too old for this.
Yeah, I don't need the stress.
Okay, as I mentioned before, we are now partnered with Fish Florida Association, which is out of Boynton Beach in South Florida. Big outfit, and I want you guys to check out the new website. It is fishfloridagonefishing.com. Very simple. fishfloridagonefishing.com. No G in the fishing. Check out that new website. There is an unbelievable app that you have to get on your phone. You will find that app at that website. Check that app out. You can listen to the show, streaming, the whole kit and caboodle. So we're looking forward to hearing from her about 12:15 today. We have a captain from
Sarasota.
From Sarasota, thank you, yes. Calling in today, and then another one calling in about 1 o'clock. So we've got some great information. The Fishing Connection is being distributed as we speak. August paper is out on the racks and will be completed probably by Monday of next week. So the way the month fell, we couldn't get out from the printer until yesterday. So, so August Fishing Connection is out. Victoria's calling in at 12:15.
You said that.
We announced Rick's condition. Rick has a condition. It's named.
Oh, yeah.
Honoriness.
It's, yeah. Oh, no, that's gone. Yeah. It's really gone.
And we'll throw the tides out there for tomorrow. If anybody plans on going out tomorrow, I guess there's going to be some rain, too, huh?
Uh-huh.
The weather's not real pleasant.
No. Well, you got a low tide at Mayport at 4:30 in the morning with a high at 11 o'clock. So you got a low in the morning, you got a high in the afternoon, and then it goes back to low again after the high. It's like a cycle. It goes low to high. High
you
to
know, last week it was opposite.
Was it?
And the next week it'll be the opposite again.
Yeah, next week. Isn't that funny
how it weird how it works?
It just shifts. It shifts about, what is it, like an hour or so?
Yeah. Anyway, in studio today we have the lovely Miss Linnea Holliday.
Hello.
She's got two names now, not three.
Yep, I'm back. I'm down to two.
Down to two.
Oh, you're not working anymore?
Mm-mm.
No.
And when my dad adopted me, I changed my name because I only kept it for my son because he was just learning to spell his name, and I didn't want him to be upset or confused with the whole, well, why don't you have the same name as me?
Donnie Leapers is with us today. Thank you, Donnie, for coming in.
Yeah.
And
thank you for having me.
Keith, the real guy. I mean, not he's not a real guy, but he's a real guy, R-E-E-L, because he fixes them. Keith Secor is in studio with us. Yeah.
I got a real for you.
Our co-guy, what's his name? The fish dip dude? Mr. Jeff Altman.
A fish dip dude. I'm like,
he's the fish dip dude.
Yeah, where is he slacking today?
He is on a cruise.
On a
cruise.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We pay him so much, he just takes a cruise every week.
Every time I see Jeff, he's cruising.
Yeah. We pay him in hamburgers. yeah, other than that, guys, so what's going on? Linnea, what you been doing? I heard the sun. Did very well.
Yeah, my son kicked my butt again fourth year in a row. Well, I mean, now, we'll be, in all fairness, it was photo catch and release. I smoked him.
Okay.
My red was bigger, but unfortunately, it wasn't slot.
Ah. So,
and I kind of knew it wasn't slot, but being that we like to fish the area and it was doing rather well, I kept him in case he decided to accommodate me.
Mm-hmm.
and well, they also do a slanted board, and it's kind of a little bit tricky sometimes, especially if the fish is a little floppy or just on the slanted board, they kind of shuffle a little bit, and you can lose up to, I've seen anywhere, like especially on trout, you lose about a quarter inch on them from a flat board to a slanted board.
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and hauled him in there because he was doing really well, and I just kept an eye on him the whole time. Hauled him in there, he was right as rain, and he was a quarter inch too big.
Wow.
Yeah, but he was like 7 1/4 pounds. It was awesome. I was pretty thrilled. Kyle's was 27 on the money.
Wow.
Yeah, I was pretty thrilled for him.
Well, good job. Congratulations on the youngin'.
Yeah.
Is that kayak going to be his, or what's going on with that?
We're going to, we have 4 kayaks in the family, and we're probably going to sell it.
Yeah.
I mean, we just don't really have a need for a fifth kayak.
I know.
You can bring it to Rick's. He'll sell it for you.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's a nice kayak, but they just,
that's one thing. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about the people that put them up for sale, but I remember the last year of the Classic, a Hobie team member won the native Slayer back then.
Right.
And, Woody was here, and he had to basically, they had a 10 and a 13, I think. He said, which one do you want? And he's like, the 13. And, Woody basically had to help him carry that thing out to the Hobie guy's truck, knowing it was not, and I think that's a lot of the reason why a lot of people don't donate kayaks.
Right, right.
Anymore.
Wow. All right, guys, you're all listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show. It is now the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. The phone number is the same, 904-831-1023, 831-1023. Go to Fish Florida app. Download that app on your phone. The website is fishfloridagonefishing.com. Go by there, check it out. You get all the information. We're looking forward to hearing from Victoria Brinkley here shortly. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call, 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future. our commitment.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2019 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2019 fishing season with a Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com. Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
Okay, we're back. Starting next week, we will have a new intro before each segment, so stand by for that. As I mentioned earlier, it is Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show, brought to you by
Rick's Bait and Tackle.
Thank you very much. yeah, I got that message. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah. It's not a sob story. I'm actually very proud of him. But yeah, we had ground for about 3 hours before Kyle got that red. I mean, I was getting a little worried because
what area were you in?
We were in
general area.
We were in Sisters Creek.
Okay.
Because we were able to pedal to the boat ramp, you know, to take our fish in. So we
I saw
our
truck sitting on the side of the road because I was fishing across the street at White Shell.
Yeah.
And when I got out and put, I had to walk through like knee deep mud to get and drag my kayak over to the trailer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when I got over to the where I saw her truck across the street, I looked in there. I mean, you're talking dry for like 200 yards until you saw any water. There's nothing out there.
Well, we've been fishing. That's where I got stuck that storm and had to drag both my kayaks across that entire flat. Yeah, that was awesome.
How do you do that?
Oh, it was brutal. I have a tow rope that I put, you know, keep on my kayak so that when, you know, we're trying to move, I can move Kyle faster. I mean, you know, he's got little legs, so I don't expect him to totally keep up with me, but I expect him to do his part. So I tie us up. Well, when we launched, it was kind of dark, so I tied him up behind me, and we were hauling to get to a spot.
Excuse me, man. I just got a message here. The number is 831-1023, area code 904-831-1023.
Gotcha.
Rick, could you handle that for me, please, sir?
But yeah, Kyle, I saw a red kind of blow up, and I said, throw there, throw there, throw there. Kyle throws exactly the opposite direction. And it landed at this edge of this grass area, which was another area I wanted to throw at, if you know, because I know that they kind of come out of that spot. But and I said, reel that back in, throw, hurry, reel that back in. And he gives it a jerk to kind of pull it out of the grass, and that red went boom and just lit that popping cork up. And I went, never mind, go ahead and catch that one. That'll work. So yeah, it was a good fish. And then we continued working the area and worked our way down to another spot. And we got on a school of reds that were feeding, and usually the shrimp are kind of in that area, but they weren't feeding on shrimp. They were feeding on bait fish. So I think it was more like glass minnows, little finger mullet, even some mud minnows and stuff that were kind of rolling up on the flat. And then we had a double hook up there, and that's where I got my red. Right. And Kyle lost his at the boat. I was yelling, get the net, get the net, get the net, hand me the net. And he's like, I can't, I'm busy. And I went, what do you mean you're busy? And he goes, I'm hooked up. And I went, oh, okay.
All right.
How many junior divisions does he
I believe we got Victoria. Victoria, hello, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Victoria Brinkley down in South Florida. This is Fish Florida. This young lady is Fish Florida. How you been?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm good. So excited for the show. It sounds awesome.
Explain it.
The about Fish Florida?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Okay. So I have this great guy in my life, and he has just run phenomenal circles around me. I'm a single mother.
Well, thank you. That must be somebody else. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, he is a fisherman, so he downloaded all these apps on his phone, and I thought, well, why doesn't somebody just have one mobile app that has everything on it? So that's when I decided to make this app, and I gave it to him for Father's Day one year. So it does. It has all kinds of stuff on there. You know, you can get your fishing license on there. You can find all of the resources, services, products.
Hunting.
Everything. And listen to the show right from the app.
Wow. I have been putting that app out since last week or so, and I don't know if you can get any idea of how many are hooking up or not, but I'm sure you'll figure that out eventually. But you are down in South Florida, and we have announced that it is now Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show, brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle, and that is the title of the show now. So, starting next week, I mentioned that we will have the new promo up. We'll hook up with Rick and our producer and get them to change that over.
And, fantastic.
Yep. So that'll be good. Facebook will probably be fixed up. I'm sure you'll be working on that as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. And,
we've got the Fish Florida Association now. The Fish Florida Association is just off. It's off the charts.
Good. Good.
With the association, you get all kinds of fantastic member services. There's a small nominal setup fee, a little service fee, but it serves consumers and business owners. We have the Fish Florida Marketplace that you get a membership for free with that. That you can save thousands of dollars a year with it. So, I mean, we tried to cover the gamut.
Right.
Everything.
That sounds great. That sounds great. And I believe we've got a couple of people lined up to call in today from South Florida. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's great. Rick and I are really looking forward to this. And we've got to get a hold of Jeff when he gets back from his island cruise. I think he went this week. And we'll get a bio from him to get that added on. And, but the website you put together looks fantastic. And I will hook up with you on some little picks and pecks that we need to square away. But other than that, young lady, we really appreciate it. Looking forward to doing this. And, I think everything's going to turn out good.
Well, thank you for all your hard work, and that the show sounds awesome, and it's great to be a part of, the group.
Good. All right. That is Victoria Brinkley, Fish Florida Association.
We look forward to it.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
All right, sweetie. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was Victoria Brinkley. She's down in South Florida, Fish Florida Association. She's probably well-known. I know a lot of people. I checked out her Facebook page, and there's a lot of people up here local that know Victoria. And good friends of ours as well, too. And I could also mention Fish 307 Jacks. So, all right, Keith.
Yes.
What's going on with the repair business? You caught up? Okay, enough on that one. Hey, Donnie.
Next.
Still repairing.
Go ahead.
No, everybody knew I messed that finger up there a couple months ago.
Right.
When I got the injury, I was running 8 weeks behind.
Mm-hmm.
Oopsie.
So now, hey, everybody's been great about it. I have had nobody calling, complaining, or waiting. And just this week, I finally got a couple of reels repaired. Uh-huh. My problem is now I only have one day a week off that I can work on them. So I'm doing that and rods, working in the store. And
Do we need to make an announcement? Has there anything been changed in the last couple of weeks that everybody needs to know about that comes in there? Who you actually are, what is your title, and what do you do? Because I'm there with you on Saturdays, and you don't do nothing. So other than that, what do you actually do during the week?
Let me see. I'm pretty much running the store, I say 98%.
Okay. I'll say 96, but go ahead.
Okay. When people can't make it to work, I cover their hours for them. Medically, because of this, I've had problems. My wife is having medical problems, so I cover her hours. Rick goes down. I'm there every day when he's gone. And it's just been a very time-consuming thing, taking care of the store.
So you would probably be like in a management position.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
No, I'm going to tell you right now, that place would not run as smooth as it is running, and this is no kick in to Rick, but you are running the show, you know. And Rick knows that, you know, that you are taking care of it, so he can rest easy all the time knowing that day-to-day operations are well taken care of.
Now, if you come in, I mean, the store's looking better. It's gotten cleaned up really well.
Right.
I even got air fresheners all around the store so little kids don't come in and hold their nose and say, "Oh, it smells like fish."
Okay, well, you know, welcome to a bait store.
But as far as the reels go, I'm not taking any more in yet. I'm only caught up on what I had. Then I'll start taking them in again.
Okay.
Rods haven't been much of a problem. I mean, I think I missed 1 week I didn't get to them because I was...
The reels is more or less a lot of parts and stuff. You got to order this. Yeah.
Time consuming.
Go ahead, Don.
Let me ask you a question about the reel repair stuff.
You want it?
No. So when you, like, I brought a couple of reels in, the note to self, don't ever, like, when you get line tangled up inside your, what do you call the part where the line goes?
Underneath the spool, wrapped around the shaft. Yeah, take it apart in the middle of the kayak
Do not take it apart in the kayak in the middle of the water.
No.
I did that with two of them, and guess what happened both times? Poof. All the little pieces are...
Go flying.
They're gone. It's like they're spring-loaded, but...
I'll tell you, they are spring-loaded. When I got Kyle's, he had backed off his tensioner one time, and, like, it came loose, and pieces went poof, and we had to go buy pieces for this reel and put it back together.
We got a call on line two. Go ahead. How'd you call her?
Oh, no, it's trouble. Nope, we hung up on him, boss.
Okay.
We had a call.
So I'll finish my question while you're... So do a lot of people send you the wrong parts, or like on these reel companies, or are they just hard to get or what? Because it took a long time for those parts to come in. They were on back order or something when you had my reel. So I imagine that causes more problems for you.
Which is why I dropped Shimano for that reason. Daiwa, I tolerate them. I've waited up to a year for parts from Daiwa.
Mine was a pen.
Yeah. Yours was the pen battle.
Yeah.
2000.
You dropped those too?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
The problem with your reels, there's supposed to be a spring clip holding all that stuff on there. But on the original battles, it wasn't there. It's on the two now has it. So if you do it with a two, it's not going to come apart.
All right. We'll get back to some more of that. As soon as that break is over, we're expecting a couple important calls coming in today. You are listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show, brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle on sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. The phone number is 904-831-1023. You can go to the website, new website, fishfloridagonefishing.com. Go by there, check it out, download the app that you'll see on there. Let me see what else I can tell you. In studio today, Linnea Holiday, Donnie Leeper, and Keith, the Real Guy Secor. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Tired of waiting for your paycheck? Tired of making less than you need? Perkins Express Roofing has immediate openings for salespeople. Great weekly pay, company car, gas allowance, and other benefits. Perkins Express Roofing is the company that's promoting and growing. Call Sean Robinson at Perkins Express Roofing for an interview. 525-2277. 525-2277. Get a good paying career going today at Perkins Express Roofing. 525-2277. Equal opportunity employer. Of course, if you have a leaky or damaged roof, Perkins Express Roofing is the one to trust. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it. Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork. All you have to do is call 525-2277, 525-2277. Then sit back and let Perkins Express Roofing do it all. 525-2277, 525-2277.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law, recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets?
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody!
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Paul.
Sprint turn.
Did you know you can switch to Sprint and get both our unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR included?
Go on.
For just $35 per month per line for 5 lines of unlimited.
Go on.
And iPhone XR has a longer lasting battery life.
Go on.
Well, that's it. It's that simple.
It sure is. Plus, Sprint is offering a new 100% total satisfaction guarantee. Try it for 30 days, love it, or get your money back. An unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR for just $35 per month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
iPhone XR 64GB, $15 a month, up to $16.25 a month. Credit for 18 months. Credit apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after 9/30/20. Pay $32 per month for line with auto-pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. Coverage and offer not available. Otherwise, speed maximums, use rules. $30 activation fee and restrictions apply.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusted sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the King of the Fish Dip, Altman.
Hey, okay, we're back for hour. No, we ain't even. Mm-hmm. We're still in the first half.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how to take that.
Yeah. Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show. It is the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show, brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. We got a caller on the phone. I believe his first name is Matt. Am I going to be correct in saying Captain Matt?
You are correct.
Hey, my friend, what's going on?
We're doing well here. I'm up here in Louisiana right now.
Ooh.
I'm doing some oil rig fishing the rigs for some mangrove snappers and American red snappers and having a good time up here.
Wow. Yeah, what's the depth over there?
So we're fishing, we're doing some 90-foot fishing. We're catching mangs, we're catching sharks, we're catching jack revel. Just a variety of different species here, and it has been just phenomenal fishing. But I wanted to talk to you guys about the whole state of Florida. I know this is the Gone Fishing Show, so
yes.
I've got a good report from Sarasota,
okay,
all the way down to the Keys.
Do it.
I've So what we've been able to do is we've been fishing the passes for snook, for jacks, for mangrove snappers. We've been using white baits. And a white bait that we call white bait is a scaled sardine. We use threadfin herrings. We use pinfish. But we've been throwing these baits out there on 30-pound leader and a 3-aught circle hook and just waylaying them. All my captains have been catching a ton of fish. Our guests and for our charters have been just beyond happy with the amount of fish that they've been able to put on the dock.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been fun. It's been fun. So we've been doing that. And then in the flats, we've actually had a great resurgence of trout. You know, we got hit really hard last year with the red tide. And so for us, it was we were a little bit nervous to see if they were ever going to rebound. And sure enough, it took them a year. And we're starting to see some really good numbers of them. You know, guests are happy again with those fish. Catching not monsters, but we're catching, anywhere from 12 to 16-inch fish on average. And then once in a while, you'll get lucky and catch an 18-incher. But their season's closed.
Well, I think the season came back a little earlier than people expected it to. So it cured itself a little bit, didn't it?
Big time, big yeah. time. And that was, one of the things, Mother Nature, we can thank her for being all so powerful because she's bringing everything back. The bait's there. That was another thing. But the bait, was gone.
Yeah.
And everything has really come back.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that, the size of this planet, it actually cures itself. In a matter
it
of speaking,
really does.
It does, with the oceans and everything else. And just wanted to let you know, in studio today, we have Linnea Holiday,
we have
Donnie Leeper, and we have Keith, the real guy, Secor. Keith does all the reel repairs, rod and reel repairs. He's a specialist at that up here at the shop. And you mentioned Sarasota, and I remember going out of East Pass. No, not East Pass, St. John's Pass.
Okay.
And we went out on that 36-hour boat.
Hubbard's out of there.
Yeah, yeah. And that was a trip to talk about. I mean, the food was unbelievable. After about 12 AJs, I just went to bed. I couldn't handle it anymore.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Those jacks will put you down, that's for sure. We get some good bruisers out there on our wrecks. And anywhere from 100 to 150 foot of water. Any time of year, you're going to be able to go out there with a live bait and catch a solid amberjack. And even the little ones will put up a good fight. But, those big ones, they'll put you to your knees.
Right.
Say, so.
That's like I told Keith about the trip. And when you have to take your rod and actually set it on the rail to reel, then that's time to hang
it
up.
That's a good one.
That's time to hang it up, buddy, because that's a no-no. You don't touch that rail with that rod. It'll crack it in a heartbeat.
It will. And it's funny you say that because we lost a big fish the other day to a line touching the side of the boat. And so oftentimes, people just get pinned, as we say, and you get pinned to that gunwale, and then that rod will touch the side of the boat and touch the hull of the boat, and it can be gone real quick. And your trophy fish, that was the big one. Yeah, she's gone real quick if you let that line touch. So we always, we try to help our guests. We want to make sure that they catch their fish and have a good time. So we always do our best to assist them, no matter what.
Right. Well, Linnea and both Donnie runs a tournament up here. Trout, reds, and flounder.
Flounder, yeah.
And the name of that tournament is, Donnie?
The Netty Kayak Challenge.
Yep. It's a lot of kayak fishing we got going on here.
Are you boat fishing or kayak or both?
So for us, we do. I've got two 24-foot pathfinders that we run here in Sarasota, or there in Sarasota, as well as an 18-foot beaver tail skiff. So we do a little bit of that skinny water fishing, and then we also do, with the pathfinders, it's more for the guests, just to have that room, the area for them to fish.
Yeah.
We've got just such a tourist market on Siesta Key that the days of the hardcore fishermen are really not there anymore. It's a lot more of just the family fun fishing and making sure that, the kids get out there and all that good stuff.
Get them put on fish.
We love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put them on the fish, put them on the fish. But still, we have a sense of pride to ourselves, and my logo is a snook. So I make sure that we capitalize on that. And we always are, my guys are always putting up good numbers of snook. We average, 15 to 25 snook per trip,
nice.
Depending on what time of year. Sometimes it's even better than that. I don't want to get braggadocious about it, my guys, but they, they do really well, and I'm proud of my captains. They're awesome.
Well, you're familiar with the Kingfish tournament we just had up here a week or so ago.
Linnea's
son.
He was 11 at the time.
11 years old, and he won what?
He won the kayak division and the redfish. Yep. Had the biggest redfish in the kayak division against the adults.
Yep. Really? Good for him. What kind of bait was he using?
He had a mud minnow and a popping cork. And everyone's like, throw crab. And that mud minnow was vicious that day for him.
Nice.
And it was pretty funny. He's done it four times. He's weighed a fish. He's done that tournament 4 years in a row. He's weighed a fish every year. And his best placement to date was a second until this last one when he got a first.
Well, congrats to the champ. Yeah. Hey, that's awesome, you know.
Yep.
That's great. You know, and with the kids, it's so awesome to see them getting involved and fishing and teaching them at a young age about conservation and releasing fish and doing all the proper techniques with handling. It's really good. I'm pretty fortunate right now. I'm here, like I said, in Louisiana, and I'm fishing with a young man that is a fish master. I've been fishing with him for about 4 years now and watched him grow up. He's taller than me now.
But, I'm going to have that problem here shortly.
but the kid's a fishing fool, as we say. And, from the time we get back to the dock after fishing for 10 hours, he's sitting there and he's got a rod in his hand again, and he's trying to catch more bait for the next trip. And,
nice.
And it's amazing to see just to see the kids grow up and how their eyes light up, you know, and it's to me, that's what keeps me on the water. That's what keeps me happy and makes me want to spend more time on the water, is to see the joy on people, not just kids, but on everyone's face.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, older folks that have, you know, had the world handed to them and all this and that. And when you put them on that big fish, whether it's a blue marlin or a tarpon or a snook, you know, a fish of a lifetime, it's really something to see when you see that their face light up like it's their first Christmas again, you know. And that to me is what makes my heart, you know, full of joy. So that's me. That's what I do it for. That's a little insight of me. So.
Yeah. Well, we're big on conservation. We do a lot of catch and release. And one of the reasons we fish that same area we fish it is because it's within pedaling distance of the boat ramp. And so we have successfully, Kyle has successfully turned three of his four fish back alive, including this last one.
Great.
He lost his last year, unfortunately. It was just, he worked for over an hour trying to revive it, and it almost made it. He tried his heart out, and we finally had to call it. So I said, I'm sorry, buddy, just that one time. But, you know, it's hard on a kayak to keep him alive.
Now, what are the rules over there for your regulations as far as redfish go? What's the size limits on them?
18 to 27.
Two per day.
27.
And two per day.
Two per day.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're
good, though. You know, for us, they closed it for us. So we've had that issue of trying to tell our guests. Some of our guests are meat mongers and
kill
everything that swims. So
yep.
we got to try to talk them down off the cliff there and say, hey, come on now, we can't kill everything, you know.
So right.
We put them on some mangrove snapper and, you know, flounders and other fish that we have that they can take home. But, you know, the FWC has had a closure for us in our region, at least, of, you know, the redfish, trout, and snook. And we're okay with that. As fishermen, again, we want to have that sustainability. We want to have that fisherman for, you know, that fishery for our kids and for their kids. And
yeah, we're big into being able to keep it there.
Matt, we sincerely appreciate it, my friend. We'd like for you to check in with us from time to time if you get a chance. You got the number on your phone. Just give us a call between 12 and 2 every Friday and let us know what's going on. That would be great.
Thank you, guys. One last thing real quick.
Yes, sir.
I just want to tell you guys. Real quick, hang on. I just want Real Tight Fishing Charters. We're located there in Siesta Key, Florida. And I want to tell you guys a big shout out to Victoria Brinkley. She's behind the Fish Florida Association, and they've got a great member services program that they have there. And download the Fish Florida mobile app.
Absolutely.
That's one of the ways that you can get a hold of us. And again, thank you guys for having us on the show.
Right.
Really appreciate it. And tight lens to everybody out there.
Thank you, Matt. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over two decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at FloridaFabWorks.com. For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Looking for a great day of fishing or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
No matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422.
Let's get back to the Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3. The Gone Fishing Show is brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. If you want to join the show, our call-in number is 831-1023. That's 831-1023. And now, here he is, the host of the Gone Fishing Show, Rick Hale, his trusty sidekick, Joe Dion, and Jeff, the king of the fish dip, Altman.
Hi, welcome back to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show, brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle here in Jacksonville, Florida. The phone number still the same, 904-831-1023, 831-1023. The website is new, fishfloridagonefishing.com. It's fishfloridagonefishing.com. Go by there, check it out, get all the information. Download that fabulous Fish Florida app, guys. I'm telling you, this thing's loaded. It's got everything on that app that you could possibly want if you're in the fishing industry or a fishing
person.
Yeah, person.
Let me ask you a question about that app, but I haven't looked at it or anything. What is it? Like, basically like a network?
It is a it's a network of dozens of companies, information, FWCs on there. You can get your license straight from that app.
Nice.
Huh. You know, it's even got hunting on there. Huh. Charters. I'm telling you, buddy, it is. Well, we got a number?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, let's take that call. Go ahead, caller. How about it, caller? Go ahead.
Darren?
Flounder, yeah.
Hey,
hello.
Buddy. What's going on?
I just need to learn how to catch flounder. What would be a good rig or a good way of catching flounder for me and my wife?
Well, who wants to take that one?
I do.
And where do you want to do it?
Keith will take that one.
Are you local?
In Jacksonville, yeah. Probably in intercoastal, in the river right in that area, or going back toward, I guess, Nassau Sound in that area.
Okay.
Good area.
Really good area. What kind of rigs are you using? Are you using Carolina rigs or using jigs?
Well,
or?
I bought her a popping cork because she couldn't really, my wife couldn't really feel any kind of bite, but we really weren't targeting flounder.
Uh-huh.
But that is our favorite fish to eat. So we want to try to target some flounder. So I got me, might try some mud minnows.
Right.
I got her popping cork, and someone said you can use the gulp shrimp on a popping cork.
The gulp mantis shrimp is pretty vicious.
And another thing works well with them is spinner baits.
Yep.
The problem I think you're having is you said you're using a popping cork, and unless you're fishing really shallow, you know, you're going to need to get something like a Carolina rig and put it near a creek mouth or a
oyster bed
or something like that, some structure.
Most of that out there, I believe, though, all those creeks and stuff are really shallow anyway. I can't even get into most of them.
Right. Are you fishing in a boat or a kayak?
A boat.
Oh, okay.
See, typically, your leader off of a popping cork is roughly around 18 inches. So you're kind of wanting to make sure, being that they're a bottom fish, you're kind of wanting to get it, you know, as close to them as possible or on the bottom. So, okay. I mean, like a lot of times, you know, I fish artificial. So, you know, those creek mouths, those structures, I'll throw a little gulp mantis shrimp on there and drag it real slow out of those little holes there. And
now, when you throw the gulp mantis,
yep.
You're throwing it on a jig head?
Yep, just a little jig head.
Dragging mm-hmm. it on the bottom?
Yep, dragging it on the bottom. And I'll snag it.
See,
white, that pearl white is my favorite.
Now, hold on a minute, because Keith told me, Keith, what did we talk about last Saturday about jig colors? You were saying use darker colors for wind and lighter colors.
I personally.
I contrast.
Okay. I like to match my jig heads close to the color of the bait as possible.
See, I contrast. I'm kind of weird that way.
Okay.
No, but I got people that they fish with is pink. It don't matter what color their plastic or their bait is.
Okay.
Yeah,
and just a personal preference of mine.
Do right. what, Matt?
Like a white jig head with a white pearl swimming minnow or something.
Now you see, I would do with the white pearl tail. I'd be using a pink jig head.
Yeah.
I do it all the time for trout.
Okay. No,
flounder. You want to keep that bait down. Okay. So if you're using a Carolina rig. Only use about an eight to a 10 inch leader from your weight to your hook. Okay, you want to keep that thing down. That's what a flounder laying on the bottom. Problem with a popping cork with flounder is that whatever you got on it for bait, whether it be a shrimp, a mud minnow, or a mullet,
if the water's too tall, it's
right.
up ahead.
They're up
of them.
Above that fish, and they can swim around and take off on them. They can swim all over the place. So you want to definitely be fishing the bottom.
Yeah, well, we've been out twice, and we've tried basically just fishing on the bottom with shrimp. That's what we've been fishing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And caught a couple black drum, caught a couple whiting, one trout, and that's about it, what we've caught.
Gentle movement.
Yeah, I've got to move around some more, but that I just bought the corks. I was going to go ahead and string one of the rods up for her tonight. We haven't used them as of yet. I was going to hook up a jig for mine and her a popping cork, not necessarily for flounder. Could be for anything.
Yeah.
But she can't feel the bite. So I thought at least if I put a cork on there.
She'll see it.
And I've got her an octopus hook. So basically, hopefully, she would just lift her rod up if she sees a bite. I wanted to start throwing jig heads more. I tried it last week, even with a 3/8 jig head. I think I was in 4 foot of water, but the wind was so bad.
You'll have to go heavier if it's a lot of current or a lot of wind.
Yeah, even 3/8, I couldn't even feel it.
Well,
yeah.
I know in a kayak now, but if I find a nice oyster bed, I'll put a 12-inch leader on a popping cork. put a nice mud minnow on it, and I'll just let it drift right across the oyster bed. Mm-hmm. I'll cast past it and just let it come right back across it. Okay. And that's where I get a lot of the reds, you know, not as many as I would wish to catch, but yes,
flounder.
I do. Yep, and the flounder.
And don't forget to pop the cork.
Yes.
A lot of people buy popping corks and you have no idea what they're for.
What's the name of Robert Coxey's company?
New Concept.
New Concept. Yeah, there's a popping cork. You can find it, I think, at Rick's.
Rick's has got them. Yeah.
It's called a New Concept. They got a weight on them.
Called a wind tamer.
And if you use those, if you're, you know, you said you couldn't get, you know, up to those creek miles, you can get a little more distance out of those popping corks because they've got a 3/8 weight. So that might help you out getting those up in there too. Yeah. They're good product.
And another thing, once you find the flounder, you can stay on them. They're not literally
they don't go all far
over the place. Okay, yeah, I got a guy that
I've heard that they kind of stack up in that same area.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Once you start figuring out where they're at, then you can kind of just keep hunting them.
Yeah, just keep working it and working it.
All right, Darren.
Thank you, guys.
All right, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend. All right, let's get caller number two. It might be Rick. Is that Rick?
Nope, this is Devin with the X Generation Report from Boynton.
There he is. What's going on, my friend?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing good up here. It's a little rainy. I don't know if you're getting it down there, too. It looked like the whole state's covered.
Yeah, same with us. The bands are pushing through here. Hopefully this will turn the fishing on next week for us.
Yeah. Yep.
I just want to fish this weekend.
Don't we all?
So what's up?
So, so fishing's been, the bottom fishing down here has been productive. The kings, we're still on a good kingfish bite down here. And coming into the moon phases, the wahoo has been really good. But it's just one of those things that you have to play the tides in the moon phases, right, with that. But the kings, we're not seeing a lot of big kingfish here. It's all in the 15 and 20 pounders, which is good table fare for anyone and a great fight for anyone going out on a boat.
I guess you didn't come up here to the big kingfish tournament, did you?
No, I didn't make it up there for that. I was this past weekend, we went to the Keys, and we had some good fishing in the Keys. We did some mahi fishing down there, and the mahi, it was tough down in the Keys. It was hard to find a good weed line out on the Gulf Stream, but we did end up bagging three nice fish and a real nice trophy mutton. It was about 32 inches down there.
What's going on with the grouper down there? Y'all have got bigger grouper than we got up here.
We do. We've got, if you're down here for sport fishing, we've got more Goliath grouper than you can ever catch. And those are all catch and release, of course, because they're a protected species.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, can you hold on for about 3 or 4 minutes on this break? We'd like to get you back in here and get you on the second half.
Absolutely.
All right. Hold tight. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. Number is 904-831-1023. You are listening to the Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show on Sunny 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, brought to you by Rick's Bait and Tackle. It website, Fish Florida Gone Fishing Show, fishfloridagonefishingshow.com. Y'all check it out. Download that app. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
What you up to?
Shopping for phone plans.
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have two truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile, plus all the latest phones.
Two lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touché, sister. Visit myfamilymobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at myfamilymobile.com.
Target Drive Up is the world's fastest Target run. It's like a pit stop without those tire changing noises. We bring your order right out to your car door. Just choose Drive Up in the Target app, and when you're ready, drive up, and we'll bring your order right out. All squeezed out of sunscreen? Drive up. Time for a new grill? Drive up. Need some floaties on your way to the pool? Drive up. Just order what you need, and we'll have it ready when